everyone. Today is the 6th of November, Wednesday, 2019. And we're back home from Northwest Missouri this morning. Welcome everyone aboard from Facebook and YouTube. And this morning, I want to talk about a scripture that we kind of covered a little bit yesterday, but I want to go into a little bit more detail on it. When it talks about that people will believe a lie, people will believe a lie. And it says in Thessalonians that they will be sent strong delusion that they would believe a lie. And, of course, there's many people that have asked, what is that strong delusion? What is it? Well, a delusion. You know what delusion? What is a delusion? Deluded. To delude something. Okay. In verse 11 of chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians, we read, "For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Verse 10 says, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders." Verse 9. Verse 8. "And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming." Well, this morning I want to talk about what is the strong delusion. Well, we know that the strong delusion is that they should believe a lie who believe not the truth. All right. They should believe a lie who believe not the truth. I've heard all kind of explanations about what is the strong delusion. Well, the strong delusion is that they should believe a lie that believe not the truth. No, we talked yesterday what the truth is. Okay. The truth is this, according to Jesus Christ. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." That's the truth. So if we look at the exact opposite of that, those who do not believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life have been sent strong delusion, and they bought into the lie that Jesus isn't the way, the truth, and the life. If we do not believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, we have believed the strong delusion that Jesus Christ is not the way, the truth, and the life. Now, some people believe that, excuse my coffee pot, it's still kind of percolating there. Many people believe that there are many paths that lead to God. Mark Levine is one of them. He has a radio talk program. And on his radio, Mark Levine is one, and many other people have more or less intimated this. You know, that there's a wheel, and in the middle of the wheel is a center and axles leading to the middle of the wheel. The middle of the wheel represents God, and all of the spokes leading to the center are all paths that lead to God. Well, that is believing strong delusion. That's not believing the truth, that there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. Now, the Roman Catholic Church is promoting this deceit, this strong delusion, to millions and millions and millions of people. They're presenting that the Pope Francis, or whatever Pope happens to be in at the time, is the only mediator that leads to God, the vicar of Christ here on earth. You know, no wonder we have a black pope and we have a white pope. The black pope being the Jesuits, and the white pope being the vicar of Christ, and the third vicar of Christ is Benedict, who's still alive. So you have Pope Benedict, who said he was the vicar of Christ, Pope Francis, who says he's the vicar of Christ, and the current black pope, I don't know who he was. It used to be Peter whatever, the Jesuits. But now we got Pope Francis as a white pope who's a Jesuit. Welcome aboard, Robert Obaka and William Whitaker. Welcome aboard this morning. But back to 2 Thessalonians. God will send them strong delusion who believe a lie, to believe a lie, who believe not the truth. Now, people talk about smoke screens. Let me tell you the biggest smoke screen that ever has ever been perpetrated upon man. The greatest smokescreen, as it were, is that there are many paths to God, or you have to be subscribed to the Roman Catholic Church, or anything that takes away from Jesus Christ as the only mediator between God and man. That is the greatest deception, that man, through his own free will, can come to Christ apart from the power and working of the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus Christ said, "You must be born again. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God." People talk about the greatest lie on earth being that the earth is a globe. No, that's not the greatest lie on earth. The greatest lie on earth is that man can save himself and that you are in control of your own destiny. That's the greatest lie. Not that the world is a globe. That's a lie. It's a lie, but it's not the greatest lie. The sphere of influence. You know, there's a lot of books called The Sphere of Influence. If you put in the sphere of influence in Google, you'll find it very interesting. But the sphere of influence, let's talk about the sphere of influence of deception. The sphere of influence of deception is to create a smokescreen to take away from the truth of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the greatest sphere of influence, if you were. What I mean by that is that there's no greater influence. I don't like the word sphere, but the greatest influence that has ever been shown is through God's Son, Jesus Christ, to come into this world, die on a cruel and rugged cross of Calvary, and to save his people from their sins. And he has people from every tongue, every people, and every nation. There's no greater influence that's ever been experienced on the face of the earth than the influence of God's dear Son. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are healed. But people want to throw up a smokescreen. They want to go into all these other things. You know, they want to spend myriads and myriads and myriads of time on other things rather than Jesus Christ and him crucified. It's all right to talk about so-called science. It's all right to expose unbiblical cosmology. It's all right to expose false prophets. It's all right to point out deception. But oftentimes that is a smokescreen. Not all, but oftentimes it's a smokescreen to get people's minds and hearts away from the truth of the crucified and risen Savior. Tell me the old story. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story of Jesus, sweetest that ever was heard. Jesus Christ is our only hope, not our proper understanding of science, not our understanding, cosmology. It's good to know those things. Not understanding eschatology. It's good to know the lies of the secret rapture. Not exposing false prophets, but it's good to know they're out there and who they are. But oftentimes these things are used for a smokescreen to get our minds off of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died for us, who is risen again, who's seated at the right hand of God, who's making intercession for his people. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep, all, not some, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And so we need to realize the answer to this deception is not found in true science, properly interpreting biblical prophecy, or eschatology. The answer to this all of these smoke screens is to go to the genuine, not the counterfeit, but the genuine Jesus Christ. Not all paths lead to God, not Mark Levine, not Sean Hannity, not Fox News, not CNN, not NBC, not CBS, not MSNBC. The answer is to these smoke screens that are set up is to look upon Christ. Look upon Christ. How oftentimes do we spend all of our time on other things other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified? You know, I had a fellow one time tell me, I get tired of hearing that all the time. Same thing over and over and over and over. Well, the Apostle Paul said, I would know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Looking back in history, we see events unfold. And the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. It is not just a novel. No, this story is true, how God sent His Son to die to redeem His chosen few. That's the love of the truth there. That's the genuine. That's not counterfeit. That's not a smokescreen. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven with the three in one made provision for this sinner through His blood. The work is done. I would have you know nothing other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's what the Apostle Paul said. The plan was determined between the Trinity. And this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem His people, a ransom He would pay. Christ would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. You see, Scripture tells us that He was slain in eternity before the world began. It was predetermined. It was His master plan. Where do we get our satisfaction and our peace from? Where do we get it? Do we get it from strife and contention and division and disputation? No. We are told to not get involved in endless disputations. I've been guilty of it in the past, and I'll probably be guilty of it in the future. But God has been checking me about these things. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within my heart and mind, there's an inner peace aglowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul. This is true. A refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in His word, I will never be forsaken. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what He said. Believing that He is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ, the King of glory, is seated on His royal throne, and He intercedes for me. When in my spirit, I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening, I may in Thy presence stay. May Your grace so envelop everything I say and do, that the world will have no question that I am Your child too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of Your grace. May my enemies not overtake me. Let their curses be erased. May Your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life. May I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. When I draw my last breath and am taken home to be with You, May my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into your perfect rest. There's a lot of people throwing up a lot of smoke screens right now. Okay. The greatest lie on earth is that Jesus Christ is not the most important aspect of our lives. That's the greatest lie on earth, that Jesus Christ is not everything to us. The greatest lie on earth is to get us away from the gospel and to get our minds on other things. Strong delusion to believe a lie that Jesus Christ is not the only answer for this world's sin. In our world, we are told that we have the power of choice. We must be careful to evaluate this voice. As it relates to eternal life, it is especially taboo. For Christ tells us in his word that if we have chosen to, we are already one of his herd. My sheep hear my voice, and they do follow me. You see, he has chosen us from eternity. You shall become as God, knowing good from evil. Lucifer's deception to mankind was revealed. Since the fall of man, men have tried to become their own savior, redeemer, but not true for some. Even though Saul of Tarsus was running astray, God struck him down and said, "Paul, you're going my way. My sheep hear my voice, and they do follow me." God made the decision for his sheep's destiny. What a comfort this truth brings to our soul, to know that our Father, our future, controls. Whenever we sin, he forgives his wayward lambs and reminds us in his word, "I am that I am." Welcome aboard Tizo Moral this morning. He has put all things under his feet, including also the tares and the wheat. May we ever be reminded of this fact. The shed blood of Jesus is a solid contract. This contract is between the Father and the Son. The work of atonement is already done. Let's give the credit to whom it is due. Our eternal salvation is from him, not me or you. A lot of people throw up that smoke screen of free will, don't they? There are a lot of smoke screens out there. People preoccupied with this and people preoccupied with that. But you know what? Our focus should be on Jesus Christ and him crucified. And his completed work on the cross, giving us his righteousness because of the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ becoming our sin bearer. That's the gospel. That's the good news. People want to get you off the gospel on other things. They want to talk about all of these other things. A lot of it is exposing evil, which is good. But you know what? It's much better to look at the genuine than preoccupying our time with the counterfeit. Is it not? Christ is the one that we give all glory and honor and power and wisdom and might. And that's what we're going to be singing throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might. And every name that is named in heaven and earth. Well, he said he would send them strong delusion, that they would believe a lie. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why is that? Why do people join false churches like the Roman Catholic Church and churches that exalt the free will of man? Why do people become a part of false religion like Zionism, Buddhism, Confucianism, the Baha'i faith? They're smoke screens. These are all smoke screens. When we embrace the truth of the gospel, we proclaim wonderful grace. What awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed upon us. Welcome aboard, Vinay Kumar Gautam and Dekois Jeremiah. What awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed upon us who were dead in our trespasses and sin, to choose us before the creation of the world, before our life would even begin, to be adopted into his family from the beginning and to the very end. How can our tongues describe this marvelous thing he did for you and me, to send his son to die and redeem us for eternity? This is the gospel. By shedding his precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree and paid the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. Amazing grace, amazing love, so merciful to you and me who deserve to die in eternal death and experience awful suffering in hell. But God gave his only son, and now we sing thanks to Calvary, and with our soul all things are well. A million years from now, we will still be praising him for delivering us from death and the bondage of sin. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for you and me. Our praises will ring out for eternity. That's not a smokescreen. That's not a smokescreen. That is the truth of the gospel. Grace is the fountain from which springs faith. It is our foundation from which our lips sing his praise. It is our anchor amid the storm. It is our comfort when we are forlorn. Grace is our sustainer when we are hard-pressed, when the burdens coming over us and bring us distress. Grace is God's answer to us, showing us his love and his smile, and grace will finally bring us to eternity after a while. What did the blood of Christ accomplish for us? Did it merely make it possible that we could be saved? No. It secured our salvation forever, you see, that we would live with Jesus for eternity, his people, that is. The blood of Jesus could never fail what it was purposed to do. This brings comfort to my soul, and I hope comfort to you. He did not hang in agony upon the cruel tree just to make our salvation only a possibility. So the next time you hear someone proclaiming salvation based on man's free will, smile to yourself and say, my redemption's already fulfilled. Don't let people throw up smoke screens in your life. Be preoccupied with this and preoccupied with that. The sands of time will soon pass away, but eternity will always be. My soul cannot grasp this awesome truth to think I'll live forever. I'll live forever with my Savior who bore my sins upon the tree. From Christ my soul will never sever, because he bled and died for me. Time, what an empty vapor is, but not for those for whom Christ died. For having been given eternal life, will be forever at his side. Welcome aboard Brock Morgan, and welcome aboard Oscar Graves. So when people start throwing up smoke screens and wanting you to get preoccupied with all of these other things, an inordinate amount of time on anything other than Christ is idolatry. I'm going to say that again. An inordinate amount of time on anything other than Christ, it doesn't matter what it is idolatry. It's truly wonderful what the Lord has done by giving his chosen people, his dear son, this perfect sacrifice to atone for their sins that knew no beginning and never will end. This eternal vital union gives comfort to our souls to know that our destiny, our Savior controls. Given to him before the foundation of the world, this eternal adoption has just begun to unfurl. Lord, let your marvelous grace speak to our souls when the waves of trouble over us roll. May we always cry out, Abba, Father, to you, knowing that forever his children will be with you. You know, God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that he's died for us and secured for us a place in heaven, that his death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ. This was his ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it is finished. It never has to be replenished. Soul to read from his word and tell the greatest story ever told. Forever let me proclaim this wonderful news that Jesus came to save his people from their sins and their eternal future never ever ends. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me, he says. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. He said, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you the rest. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let us always proclaim what Jesus had to say, and let us look forward to that glorious day. When we are seated at the marriage supper of the Lamb, having communion with the one who said, I am that I am. I'm glad for the gospel. I never get tired of hearing it. There's a lot of smoke screens being thrown up out there. You know, focus on this, focus on that. Spend all your time on eschatology and spend all your time on biblical prophecy, and spend all your time on exposing false prophets. And you know, I'm as guilty as anyone else. I'm preaching it myself. There's a lot of smoke screens. Spend all your time on biblical cosmology. You know, we should be spending all of our time on praising and honoring and worshiping the Son. That's what we're going to be doing in heaven. Think we're going to be worrying about all of these things in heaven? We should be praising and honoring and giving thanks to God for his wonderful mercy and grace that he's shown us. Well, I want to complete today's little devotion. You hear my son's cutting logs in the background. He's snoring. He's really loud this morning. I'm over at his place for a little bit this morning. We just got back from Northwest Missouri. We were up there. I was working on some of our rental properties, getting ready for winter. Well, I want to end this with this poem called Wonderful Grace. Wonderful Grace. The wonder of grace. How can we describe the wonder of grace? How could God, who loved us so much, send his dear son to die for a wretch so unworthy, undone? How could God give such a precious gift to a sinner like me? It's the wonder of grace. That's all it can be. I deserved hell in my wretched state, full of sin and dead and full of hate. Against the one who died for me, how could this wonder of grace ever be? This wonder of grace spoke to my soul, knowing God's dear Son paid and controls our destiny. And yes, we gaze on his face, continue to thank him for the wonder of grace. That's no smokescreen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a good day.